Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stevie Ray brings you late great SRV. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, the thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Moscovides, great member of our Brain Trust, president of TMGE Media, author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about ransomware, and when we went to the break, you were telling us about, you know, we were talking about doing business with these guys. I mean, if you get hacked and you get taken hostage by these guys, your only option, you have two options. Number one is you pay them the money, which means you're doing business with bad guys. It'd be like you know, going and buying something from the cartel, from the drug cartel.
Right. Right?
Which, by the way,
is illegal.
Right. Yeah, you're not even 1 degree of separation. You're not separated from a global bad guy. And so why would you want to even have a moment like that? The other option is something you can do in advance of this. And that is what I'm trying to get inside everybody's head these days, Chris, is the concept of redundancy. We're going to have to be more redundant about everything going forward. And redundancy in this case means that you have a parallel universe of data first, where you, all you got to do, if they take you hostage and demand a ransom, all you have to do is step through the mirror into the other dimension where your data lives in another form, in the cloud or on offline in a peripheral or something like that, and maybe even another computer that's set up over there on a parallel network. It may come to that. What do you think?
I think you're talking about redundancy and resiliency, and which is the principles right now that we follow in cybersecurity. I think you're absolutely right. Of course, it's not that easy to do. You need to be talking to an expert, you know, a company like ours or another company, a cybersecurity right. company, to help you set that up. Again, it's imperative that you engage with a cybersecurity company to help you here, because it's not just about doing a backup. It's not about doing just a mirror site. Mm-hmm. Those things can be expensive. These things can also be compromised. And, you know, we have things like we talk about air-gapped backups.
Right.
You take a backup and you make absolutely sure that this backup is not connected in any way to any
right.
other computer or the Internet. And you also talked about earlier about paying these guys. Well, you're paying these guys because you are held hostage. They call it ransomware for a reason, right? So, and the majority of cybersecurity consultants will tell you that the best way out of this mess that you're in right now is negotiate the ransom down and then pay the man. And yes, it is potentially illegal. And moreover, how do you know that you're going to get the encryption key back?
Right.
Well, if the word had gotten out that you pay the money and you don't get the encryption key, then nobody would pay their ransom.
Right.
So as a result, these guys always give you, the vast majority of times, I should say, not always, the vast majority of times, give you your data back.
But there's no way for you to know that when they leave,
there is no way.
That they lock themselves
right.
out. I mean, you got to believe that they know how to get back in if they want to. Now that they're in, they're in.
Of course they do.
Unless you
bleach
bit your computer and start over, they're in. And maybe even not even that.
But that's exactly right. Once you've been compromised again, the probability that you will be compromised again is very, very high. It is, again, I keep saying that, it is absolutely imperative that you partner up with a cybersecurity firm like ours or any other firm
mm-hmm.
and go through a cybersecurity assessment and perform a cybersecurity hygiene that's appropriate for your company. You need a different cybersecurity plan. If you're a small and mid-sized business, you do a different cybersecurity plan if you are J.P. Morgan. Two totally
right.
different animals.
Well, and here's
so
another thing.
You have to figure
out
what's right for you.
What I keep reminding people about is I call it the letter strategy. In the 1990s,
okay.
small business owners got letters from their larger companies, customers,
saying you need to be Y2K compliant. I mean you need to be ISO compliant. You need to be able to use our hook up with us from a quality standpoint. Then we got the Y2K.
That's
there.
Right.
Then we got an environmental letter. You know, you got to be able to show us, you know, how sustainable you are. Now,
absolutely.
Any day now, you're going to get a cybersecurity letter. You have to, if you're ever going to plug into our network, if you want to bid on our work, you've got to be able to demonstrate to us that you are secure.
Right. And here's the problem. This is unfortunately propagating this myth of checklist cybersecurity. I have a list, I check it off, then I'm good, and I can do business with this guy or that guy or the third guy. The fact of the matter is cybersecurity is a living thing. It's not a checklist. And yes, practically everybody now is getting these letters that you're making. Everybody. If you're doing business with a bank, if you're doing business with a big company, if you're exchanging data with any other partner, they're going to send you a letter that says, hey, how are you protecting my data? How are you protecting my privacy? Which is a whole other thing, you know, and the topic of my second book, which is going to premiere on your show very, very soon.
There you go.
About privacy regulations and cybersecurity. Now, we not only have a cybersecurity issue of actually protecting and creating redundancy and resiliency and protecting the confidentiality and the integrity of your data. Now, we also have privacy concerns. What are you doing with my data? What happens to my name, my address, my family's name and address? I do business with you. How do I know that when you are hacked, all of my data is not sold to the dark
just
web,
because you gave
and
them
I'm getting
your money,
compromised?
And they gave you back your system. They downloaded before they told you they wanted money. They downloaded all your stuff. They already know
you
all about
betcha.
So folks, you got to keep them out. You don't want to remediate this. You want to prevent it. And as Chris said, you need somebody like this company, TMG Media, or any of the folks in that industry to help you. Quick break, Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.